Diversion Audio.
Previously on the Royals of Malibu.
That's the thing about you, Ella. You're never wrong, are you?
I promise you, Easton is basically my brother, okay?
I already told Reed this, but you can't get rid of videos anymore. Even if you delete it, Brooke has backups, backups to those backups, and shit on the cloud, too.
So, how long is Isaac in town?
If I'm a storm, Isaac is a clear blue day. Reed is a hurricane. The stress of Brooke, Dinah, the blackmail, and everything else makes me want to curl up in a ball and stay in bed all day. Somehow, I managed to make it through all of my classes.
Hey, Ella.
Hey!
You need a ride home? I know Easton drove you this morning, but I thought I could take you back.
That's okay.
You hanging out with Valerie?
No, but it's cool.
Well, I know Easton has plans with Savannah, so he probably already left.
No, yeah, I have an Uber coming to pick me up in like 10 minutes.
Look, I know things are a little weird between us, but you don't have to pay for an Uber just because you don't want to talk to me. We can sit in silence if you want. Just like old times.
I'm not avoiding you, Reed.
Come on, Ella.
I don't know how to deal with the throuple situation.
Okay, first of all, let's not call it a throuple situation.
Sorry, I know. But I don't know what to tell you and what to keep private.
I thought we agreed to tell each other everything.
Yeah, but that was post-blackmail, but pre-Isaac.
Post-whatever? Tell me everything.
I don't need a ride because Isaac ordered an Uber for me. We're going on a date.
Right now.
Yes.
Got it.
See, this is why I didn't want to tell you.
No, it's cool. This is what I asked for, right?
Technically, yes.
He didn't hire a car service for you? Seems kind of cheap.
He's not cheap. He knows I'm not into that fancy stuff. People throwing money at me makes me uncomfortable, honestly.
You never told me you felt like that before.
I guess there's some things we never talked about.
I guess so. Have fun on your date.
That wasn't weird at all. Oh, great. Listen, I said not to stop.
It's a Tesla, okay? They have a mind of their own.
Like, I don't know how a Tesla works.
Hey, Ella.
Hi. You don't have to stop for me.
You know, it really goes to show that you could quit drinking, become monogamous, make way fewer sex jokes, and girls will still push you away.
Some of them don't push far enough.
Ignore Sav. She's feeling saucy because her hairstylist accused her of having split ends. You need a ride, Ella?
No, it's fine.
Ella has plans with her other boyfriend.
I don't have any boyfriends. I didn't ask for this weird sister-wife situation.
More like sister-husbands. Or brother-husbands. How should we label them?
Well, I'm labeling you as invasive, weird, and annoying.
Well, if you were nicer, maybe you wouldn't be stranded in the parking lot right now.
Please, Easton.
You're just mad that you haven't gotten a threesome out of the situation yet. I could give you some pointers if you're interested.
East!
Hey, it's not cheating. It's ethical non-monogamy.
Yeah, that's not how that works at all. Nothing about your version of non-monogamy was ethical. Easton, look, I need you to drive away before your girlfriend kills us both.
I would never waste my youth on prison time for murdering you, Ella. But she's right, babe. Let's leave her to her mess. She needs to keep an eye out for whatever Ford Fiesta is scheduled to pick her up.
All right. Don't go breaking my brother's heart. Just kidding. I don't care.
Where the hell is this guy?
Val!
Hey!
Oh, I'm so glad I caught you before you left. Oh my god, I ran all the way over here.
Ooh, I'm sweating.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, me and Tam were texting all day today, and she wants to try again.
Try what again?
Our relationship, duh, we're back together.
What happened to all the dates you had lined up?
Well, me and Tam aren't official, so she told me to keep my dates. I've been on like 6 already, and they're pretty fun.
Val, all of this sounds really toxic.
No. You're supposed to support me. You're supposed to be happy and excited right now.
Your breakup with Tam almost caused you to have a mental breakdown. I came back to Malibu because I was scared you were going to drown yourself in the Pacific, and now you're trying again?
Love makes you crazy!
I think that's just some boomer song lyric, Val. Didn't she cheat on you?
You don't get to judge me. Pick a man, Ella.
Our situations are totally different.
Are they, though? Looks like your ride's here, so I better leave you to it.
Val, we are not done talking about this.
We'll totally talk about this later. I can't wait.
Hi, for Ella. It feels good to leave all of my problems at the Cove and let this car take me away from Malibu for the evening. Isaac wouldn't tell me what he has planned for our date, and I honestly have been too preoccupied with everything else to ask for any details. It's still early for dinner, but the little restaurant already has a lot of tables full and a line forming outside.
Ella!
Hey!
I'm guessing you've never had Korean barbecue.
It smells amazing.
I grew up in Echo Park before it got bougie. I used to come here all the time with my dad when I was a kid. I ordered a bunch of stuff. I'll show you what to do.
Wait, there's an activity?
Yeah, you cook the meat on this burner. I'll set you up with all the good sauces and sides. Don't worry.
Damn, I'm with an expert.
Look, Malibu is beautiful, but you've been missing out on most of LA.
I feel like everyone hates LA.
Everyone hates standstill traffic and the Santa Monica Pier. They don't know the real LA.
I want you to show me everything.
I would love to do that. We'll start with Korean barbecue. Okay, here. You gotta make a little rest for your chopsticks.
Oh, I could eat these cucumbers every day for my entire life.
Oh, how spicy do you want your sauce?
Medium spicy? What's this one called?
You can put the rice paper on top and then kind of grab the whole thing.
Oh, this is so good.
You had fun?
That was so cool, Isaac. This is like the most fun I've had in a really long time.
Good. You deserve it. Ready to go?
I'm so full, I can barely move. Being with Isaac makes all of my problems seem smaller somehow. What if instead of spending night and day stressing about the latest royal family drama, I spent my time with Isaac? It would definitely be better for my mental health. Ugh, my hair smells like barbecue.
Hot.
Thanks for taking me here. I feel like I got to see another side of you, you know?
I love San Francisco, but it's always nice visiting my parents. You know, my company has an office in LA. I can work here whenever I want.
Yeah? That's so cool. You can be closer to family.
And closer to you.
I can't ask you.
You're not asking. I just wanted to put it out there. If you wanted to keep this going, it wouldn't have to be a long-distance thing all the time, you know?
How did you get so good at this? Dating, talking about your feelings, healthy communication.
I just say whatever's on my mind. And I tend to be happy when I'm around you, so that makes communication easy.
You're so slick.
Not trying to be slick. Just being real with you.
You're the most real person I've ever met in my entire life. How did you get like this?
It's just easy with you.
Isaac moves closer to me and my hands slide around his neck. He touches my chin, tilts my head back, and leans in. Sorry, I...
It's okay. I understand.
I just feel weird about hooking up. For now.
You're still figuring everything out.
It just makes me feel so guilty. Like I should just know.
Don't feel guilty. When I need an answer, I'll tell you. Until then, we're just hanging out.
Okay. So, Should we head home?
Home? This was just the first half. I'm not done with you yet.
Thanks. Who knew an amazing date would cause so many problems? It would be way, way easier if Isaac was jealous or mean or chewed with his mouth full, but he's incredible. Isaac turns up the music and starts dancing along to it. His smile is infectious, and he makes me want to dance too.
Get into it.
With Isaac, everything is so fun. And I realize how excited I am that our night isn't going to end yet. I've definitely still got feelings for this guy. I'm in trouble.
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama, every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take it from the top.
Why am I nervous?
This is our last chance to nail the choreo, Elle.
Oh, God, don't say that.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, shit, I totally just stepped on your foot.
It's okay, keep dancing. We danced.
They open up the dance floor for the rest of the night if you want to stick around. They'll play bachata. We can keep practicing.
Really? Yes, I want to stay. But I'm so sweaty. Can we stand outside for a second, cool down?
Of course. Come on.
Okay, that was amazing.
Oh, my calves are going to be killing me tomorrow.
They do this every week?
Yeah, salsa night is Tuesdays, bachata night is tonight, obviously. My family knows the owners. It's been around for like 50 years. But I never got around to learning bachata.
I don't know if I buy that. You were pretty good out there.
Yeah? I was just trying to keep up with you.
I was trying really hard. I've actually never focused that hard in my entire life.
It paid off. So, how was the date overall? 10 out of 10? 20 out of 10?
100,000 out of 10. I've never felt this comfortable on a date. You'd think I would panic at having to learn dance choreography in front of a guy I like, but totally chill.
Yeah, but is that a good thing? Do I want to be comfortable? I want to be sexy, edgy, cool.
You're that stuff too, but comfortable is exactly what I need right now.
You know, I didn't realize you had moves like that.
I guess we've never gone dancing together. There's a lot of things you've never seen me do. So, you liked it, huh?
Yeah, it was,
Use your words. My body has a mind of its own. I wrap my arms around his neck and press up against him. He's just so sweet and, corruptible. I start to repeat the choreo we learned inside, and he follows my lead.
You're turning me on like crazy.
What about me turned you on?
Your hips, your eyes, your phone is blowing up.
Hang on. I don't know the last time I went this long without checking my phone. Everyone probably thinks I'm dead.
Ella! You gotta get over here stat! Savannah is acting like a psycho, and Tam is being hella shady, and I can't deal! I thought your date was like, what, 5 hours ago? Where are you?
She sounds upset.
Yikes. I knew getting back with Tam was a bad idea. Wait, there's another one.
Ella, I know we're not exactly getting along, but I just want to clarify that I'm being normal and Valerie is the one that's gone off the rail.
That's not true!
To reiterate, I'm fine. Valerie, it's Beryl, so you might want to come manage this situation.
Are they always like this?
They get along about 50% of the time, though the other 50 isn't usually so aggressive.
I guess our date's over then.
I should probably make sure they don't kill each other.
I'll drop you off at their house.
Can we come back here next week?
Of course.
Hey, it's Ella. I just walked into your $10 million mansion because you left the front door unlocked. You guys should really watch the Bling Ring. Where are they? Guys? Stop, Val! Get off of her!
She stole in my property!
She won't stop fight texting Tam!
I'm allowed to fight text whoever I want!
Oh no, Savannah!
You threw my phone in the pool?!
You're welcome! Okay, stop! That's enough!
I'm gonna kill her!
Look, we've all wanted to kill her at some point, but that's a crime, okay? And we're too pretty for jail!
Savannah, I actually hate you! And guess what? Joke's on you because your last expenses look tacky! And they're poorly done!
You're just upset because I'm right! You've been talking to Tam again for 24 hours and you're already fighting!
Is Tam acting shady again?
Oh no. No, we are not putting all of this on Tam! Ella, you weren't here, so you don't know what Val was like in that relationship.
What do you mean?
The location tracking, the constant check-ins, and the accusations. Stalking the social media of every girl who likes any of Tam's photos. I felt like I was living with Joe Goldberg from You.
Okay, yeah, I have some insecurities, okay? Everyone needs reassurance sometimes.
Yes, Tam cheated. Technically. But she cheated after you broke up with her for the fifth time.
Is that true?
We had a bad fight. I don't know why I said that I wanted to break up, because I didn't.
Val, that's toxic.
But I'm different now. I'm doing everything right. I'm sending flirty texts throughout the day and planning Zoom days. I sent flowers to her dorm.
Yeah, but you're doing all those things in a weird, possessive way. You only want to do Zoom dates on Friday nights so Tam can't go out. And the flowers? That's just you marking your territory.
How dare you accuse me of what I'm doing
with my... Game recognizes game, bitch. I know a possessive girl when I see one because, oh, I'm a possessive girl.
Maybe both of you should just be single for a while.
Oh, you would love that, wouldn't you?
Why are you now mad at me?
Girl, Savannah, you're actually just projecting all your shit onto me. I'm onto you. You pretend you're not bothered by Easton's past fuckboy behavior, but it's clear it bothers you. Why else would you get so bent out of shape every time Easton mentions Ella's name?
Please leave me out of this.
Face it, Savannah. You're the most insecure person I know. You're a mess.
I know.
Valerie, what did you do?
Oh, shit. I don't know. She never cries when you yell at her. Shit. I think I broke her.
I'm so beautiful.
Never mind. She's fine.
I have an incredible body. My facial symmetry is near perfect. I have the highest GPA at the Cove. I'm a varsity athlete and a model. I'm near fluent in Chinese because I don't want to narrow my focus, you know?
No, I don't know.
I'm a confident girl. I'm smart, attractive, and a really fast runner. I'm the full package, and I'm confident about all of this. Except for Easton.
Am I allowed to touch you?
No, you. I mean, sure.
I'm gonna hug you.
Fine. Ugh. He's on his best behavior now because he's scared of me. And I can't let go of how he treated me the last time we were together. I was in whole-ass love with him. He didn't even care.
Easton is pretty messed up, you know? It just took him a while to figure out what he wanted.
It just makes me feel so insecure. And I hate it. And I don't know what to do.
I can't believe you threw my phone in the pool because of Easton Royal. The guy is a walking advertisement for the HPV vaccine.
Oh my God, Valerie, I will get you a new phone.
Sam is gonna wonder where I disappeared to.
Maybe all of us should stay off our phones tonight. No significant others.
If you tell anyone that I cried, I'll get my publicist to put out a hit piece on you.
We love you too.
Let's watch a movie or something. Elle, did you know our house has a whole-ass screening room, like, with the movie theater seats and everything?
Wow. I used to buy day-old bread from the sandwich place by my house because it was the only thing I could afford. Now my friends have a movie theater in their house.
Ella, I'm already sad. I can't listen to your poor person stories right now.
It's called Perspective. We spend the rest of the night watching When Harry Met Sally and wishing our lives were as romantic as that. Honestly, my night with Isaac was almost as romantic as that. So why do I find myself still wondering whether Reed Royal is thinking about me? Busted?
Your curfew was an hour ago.
Sorry, Callum. Valerie and Savannah were having relationship problems. They needed some girl time.
Oh, I see. Does that mean I shouldn't ground you?
Eh, I'm only an hour late, and this curfew stuff is still pretty new. You could probably just, like, let me off with the warning this time.
Okay, great, because I don't exactly know how to ground someone.
I think a lot of parents take away their kids' phones, or, like, disconnect the Wi-Fi after 8 p.m., that kind of thing.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Good night, Callum.
Just a moment.
Yeah?
Have a seat. We haven't discussed what I witnessed the other night. Reed let me know that the two of you were previously involved, but you are currently also dating Isaac.
That makes me sound awful.
No. I just want to be sure I'm getting the facts straight. I assume this is some kind of female empowerment thing, which I stand behind completely.
No. It's not a female empowerment thing. It's an Ella compartmentalized and now there's consequences thing. But none of this is Reed's fault, so please don't tell me you're going to send him away.
Well, I haven't figured out exactly what rules I need to put in place for the two of you. For the time being, you aren't allowed in each other's bedrooms unless Easton or someone else is with you. Oh, and doors stay open.
Whatever you want.
Really? Great. I didn't think it would be so easy.
Me neither.
To be clear, are you and Reed dating?
Ew. I hate talking about this with you.
It's normal for teenagers to date. That's what my parenting podcast says. But yes, this is strange for me as well.
Well, if a podcast says it's okay, then I guess we're in the clear.
For what it's worth, I think you're good for Reed. Reverse? I'm not so sure.
Wow. Harsh. I'll keep that in mind. Good night, Callum.
Good night, Ella.
Hey, Reed. I wanted to check in and see how you're doing with everything.
Thanks for checking in.
Okay. You seem a little tense.
It's cool, Ella.
Yep. Seems like it. Actually, it seems like you're about to turn into the Incredible Hulk, but we can pretend you're fine if you want.
I said you should go out with Isaac. You went out with Isaac. What is there to discuss?
But you said it was fine, but now you're sulking all alone out here, bouncing that ball off the wall, acting like you're pissed at me, which I get, but I also don't because you were the one who told me to do this.
Look, I thought I was going to be fine with it, but I'm not. I'm not fine. Is that what you want to hear?
I want to hear the truth. I want you to not pretend to be okay with something you're not.
And if I'm not okay with it, I lose you.
No.
Come on, Ella.
Reed, I know this sucks. It sucks for me, too.
Oh, I'm sure. It's so hard for you.
The whole reason I left Malibu and met someone else was because of what you did. Whether or not this was a misunderstanding, you barely tried to contact me.
You wouldn't have talked to me even if I tried. You completely shut me out.
Well, maybe that was the right call.
What does that mean?
Maybe we have too much baggage. I mean, do you even really care about me?
How could you say that?
I just feel like if you really cared, you wouldn't be pushing me away all the time.
Of course I care about you. I'm in love with you.
Reed.
I shouldn't be getting mad like this, but I can't help it. It's so hard to think about you with someone else. I'm doing the best I can, Ella, and if I'm not enough for you, you need to let me know.
Reed, wait.
Wow. There is some Vanderpump-level angst happening out here.
Not now, Brooke. I can't deal with you.
I know you and your little friends stole my devices.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But it doesn't matter. You can't delete the video, babe. I saved copies onto, like, 6 flash drives, so...
Wow! You're a genius, Brooke. I'll call NASA.
You know, I am so sick of you kids acting like I'm stupid. I'm not stupid, Ella.
Well, does a smart person make their iPad passcode 1234?
I have been trying to play nice with you, kid, and it's completely pointless. Every person in this house deserves what's coming to them.
Yeah? And what's that?
I'm going to...
You...
What? You may remember that my lifestyle brand is launching next week.
Did not remember that. Do not care.
Well, I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize my future, but once the launch happens, I'm leaking the video.
No. No, no, Brooke. Don't do that.
I bet you feel stupid now, huh?
If you release that video, it'll fuck everything up for Callum. He's going to know that you did it.
I don't care! He'll forgive me. I'll be the mother of his child.
Callum is definitely going to care that you've been blackmailing us.
I'm the one in control here, not you.
You're unhinged. I feel sorry for your baby.
You're going to be feeling sorry for yourself. Very soon, Ella Sinclair.
As I watch Brooke storm off in her shearling Prada slippers, I start to think that maybe I should have kept my mouth shut. There's no way she'll release the video, right? Right?
On the next episode of The Royals of Malibu...
Can we get someone to fix Brooke's hair?
We are so firing this glam team. They are incompetent.
Oh, it's getting ridiculous. I'm gonna call Easton. Again.
We were raised by an addict. You don't think I know when you're fucking high?
Isn't love supposed to be tough? Love hurts and all that?
People always say relationships are hard and you have to work at it. I think it is supposed to be simple.
Hey, can you come pick me up? I need you. The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in partnership with Pod People. Starring Alyssa McKay as Ella Sinclair, Chris Cafaro as Reed Royal, Nick Cafaro as Easton Royal, Armin Taylor as Callum Royal, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie Gonzalez, Hannah Montoya as Savannah Gonzalez, Burgundy Trejo Phoenix as Brooke Davidson, Edgar De Santiago as Isaac Delgado, Maura Vincent as Dinah O'Halloran, Erica Dawson as Maria Royal, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, Jason E. Kelly as Private Investigator, directed by Matt Sav, written by Kiana Cassie Blue and Lindsay Plussard, produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein. Editorial direction by Scott Waxman. Casting by Lindsay Plussard and Alex Vicmanis. Sound editing, sound design, and engineering by Michael Aquino, Morgan Foos, and Carter Wogan. Dialogue editing by Adam Raimonda. Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Associate producer, Shay Woditz. Consulting producers, Chris Cafaro and Nick Cafaro. Executive producers, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, Rachel King, Alyssa McKay, Matt Sav, and Scott Waxman. For more information, visit diversionaudio.com.
Diversion Audio.